big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on another beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Hope you're having a beautiful day. Thanks for making KGNU and Terrasonic part of it. Got a lot of great music ahead in the show for you. Totally neglected to note at the beginning of the month, or actually last week, 18 years ago last week, the late great Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan passed away. One of the great voices in all of the world's music, and the finest voice probably in Qawwali music from Pakistan. We're going to take a listen to him to get started, and who knows where we go from there. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 303-442-4242 or feedback@terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Cuatro.
ਸਾਇਆ ਦਿਲ ਕਰੇ ਵੇਖਦਾ Cuando te vi por primera vez, aquel momento no puedo olvidar. Cuando te vi por primera vez, aquel momento no puedo olvidar. Y me la paso pensando en ti, sin olvidar tu manera de mirar. Y me la paso pensando en ti, sin olvidar tu manera de mirar. Yolanda,
sabes que te quiero.
Yolanda,
que por ti me muero.
Yolanda,
sabes que te quiero.
Yolanda,
y me desespero.
¡Oh, opa! Solo espero me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. Y solo espero me digas que sí, para no vivir desesperado. En aquel momento me hiciste feliz, las pocas horas que pasé a tu lado. En aquel momento me hiciste feliz, las pocas horas que pasé a tu lado. Yolanda,
sabes que te quiero.
Yolanda,
que por ti me muero.
Yolanda,
sabes que te quiero.
Yolanda,
y me desespero.
¡Ojo, hopa!
Minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. I'm Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. Beautiful Saturday afternoon here, summer. I think only 4 or 5 Saturdays left this summer, so make them count. Partly cloudy, chance of rain, I think, this afternoon. It's going to be hot, and just the way it's been, just the way we like it. Began the show with the music of Ustad Nusrat Fata Ali Khan, remixed there by DJ Food, a track called Kina Sona from Big Noise, a Mambo N compilation, an album that came out probably 20-something years ago. Pretty cool comp there. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, Nusrat Fata Ali Khan passed away August 16th, 1997, a big loss for the world's music. And nice to get him in. After that, new music from Nova Lima from Peru. Their new album is called Planetario. It's out on the Wonder Wheel Recordings label. And we heard Tinka La Mina. And Nova Lima coming to Cervantes' Other Side this Friday, August 28th, in a show that KGNU is presenting. I'm looking forward to checking them out. And following that, from the Afro Sound of Colombia, Volume 2, a great collection from, I believe, Finders Keepers. But don't quote me on that, but you can check the playlist later. It was Los Bestiales and Yolanda. In the background right now, it is Los Chicharrones from an album titled Roots of Life and a song called Molly Brass. If you have any questions about the music you'd like to hear, or you just want to reach out and say hello or diss the show or whatever, 303-442-4242. feedback@terrasonic.net. I'm always happy to hear from you. This is Terrasonic on community-powered KGNU.
sa bukid lumilipad, sa bukid lumilipad, sa bukid lumilipad, lipad. Paru-paru sa paligid ng kubo, lumilipad, umiikot sa tabi ko, nagliliwaliw patungo sa hardi, nagsasayaw sa aking paningin. Ang pakpak mo, mariposa, ay makulay at maganda. Umubuklat, tumitiklop, umiindak, umiikot. Kay ganda ng kulay at balat ng pakpak mong pumapagaspas sa bukid, sa hardin, ika'y prinsesa.
Three minutes past the hour here, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. It's Terrasonic. I'm Joel Davis. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to it on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. We just heard music from Rock Filipina, a San Francisco-based artist with Filipina roots, and that is the name of her album, Filipina Roots, and a song called Paro Paro. She grew up at the age of six. She began selling fruits and vegetables in the sidewalk market to earn pocket money, and the sights, sounds, and colors that inundated her continue to shape her compositions today. And that's Rock Filipina. Before that, Nozinja from South Africa. Their new album on the Warp Records label is called Nozinja Lodge, and we heard a really cool song. Ifaha Afrobeat and Okwel V. Odili, some Afrobeat music from Bahia, from Salvador, Brazil. Came out of the riots and protests that were going on in Brazil back in 2013. And their new EP just came out. It's on their Bandcamp page. And we heard a song called Suffer. In the background right now, some experimental electronic music from Tunisia. The artist is Dina Abdelwahed, and the song called Shouf, take 3. Just found out about this this morning on the Generation Bass blog, and bringing it to you here on Terra Sun. If you have any questions about the music you're hearing, you want to find out where to get it, things like that, you can reach me at 303-442-4242. Email feedback@terrasonic.net. The playlist program is currently down, but we'll get the playlist loaded up there as soon as we can. If you're into looking up that kind of stuff. Music coming up from Shaheen Badar and Ja Wobble, Badawi, and much more on Terra Sonic. We'll be right back. 15 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Listening to the music of Badawi right now, Voices from the Sky from his album Soldier of Midian. And before that, from a great album produced by Bill Laswell, Spiritual Beauty, Imaginal Orient, came out, 15, maybe 20 years ago. And that was Shaheem Badar on the vocals, Jaw Wobble, and Temple of Sound teaming up on a track called Hayati. Gecko Jones teaming up with the Fania label for a pretty cool project. We're going to check that out next. And we'll get into some Fela Kuti too to take us out of here. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
call Latin
Thank you.
chanter un mot à la famille. Dieu les mots faits. Ouais, fais nous comme il est nous. Oh, oh, oh. Ouais, va la rame, il a la oh, oh, oh. Hey, 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 hey.
For the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. Hope you've enjoyed the trip today. Just heard music from Fela Kuti, Ololufe Mi, from the underground spiritual game. Before that, from Frente Edits Volume 3, Cumbias de Oro, remixes by El Búho. And we heard his remix of Cuerdas de Venezuela's La Arpita Mágica. Mágica. And before that, Gecko Jones, Latin Soul, the Bang Include remix. That's from an album that he produced. It's actually the music of 70s powerhouse Ralphie Pagan, a great artist on the Fania label. And Gecko Jones has compiled his music and meted it out for remixes. And this is the first one, the Bang Include remix of Latin Soul. Looking forward to that album from Fania Records. Fela Kuti in the Africa 70 in the background right now. Jun Koku, Chop and Quench from Nigeria 70. The definitive story of Funky Lagos. As we heard some Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan at the top of the show, commemorating his passing on August 16th, 1997. That was really the second half of a double whammy, as 2 weeks prior, August 2nd, Fela Kuti passed away in 1997. But the music lives on. You can get a playlist for today's show eventually, once we get the server up and running, up at kgnu.org and afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. You can also get a podcast, the show, stream it, download it, whichever. You can do the same at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. Coming up ahead, headlines from the BBC, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae on Reggae Bloodlines. Blood Pressure, bringing it to you from Denver this afternoon. And following that, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. And then a full hour of news from the BBC. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. This is 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Nederland, Colorado. And you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time on Terrasonic.
Hello, I'm David Austin with the BBC News. The Italian Coast Guard say they've coordinated the rescue of 2,200 migrants in waters off Libya. The operation was launched after more than 20 overcrowded boats sent out distress calls. Alan Johnston reports.
With so many boats in trouble at the same time, this was one of the biggest ever single-day rescue missions in these waters. Coast Guard, Navy and other craft were involved. And as the hours passed, many migrants and asylum seekers were gathered in. Well over 900 were picked up from two vessels in danger of sinking just off Libya. With the day ending and darkness coming, the operation was continuing, and it was unclear how many people might still be in danger.
Hundreds of migrants rushed past Macedonian police who were trying to prevent them from entering the country from Greece. As more people were forcing their way over the barbed wire, the police fired stun grenades and subsequently regained control of the situation. Police in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has targeted a convoy of NATO vehicles on the main road leading to Kabul International Airport. At least 12 people were killed and 60 others injured. From Kabul, Shaima Khalil has the latest.
The explosion took place in a central residential area near the diplomatic enclave in Kabul. Police reports say it was a suicide attack targeting a foreign convoy. The road where the attack happened leads to Kabul International Airport and is used at times by officials and security convoys.
Planned peace talks between India and Pakistan will not take place. Just hours before they were due to begin, the Pakistani government called off the discussions. With more details, here's Joanna Jolly.
Hopes were high last month when the Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and his Pakistani counterpart, Nawaz Sharif, agreed to reopen stalled security talks between the two hostile neighbours. But as the talks drew near, both sides appeared to be sabotaging the process. Pakistan said its national security adviser would meet separatist leaders from the disputed region of Kashmir while he was in Delhi, a move that had led India to call off previously planned talks last year. India replied by saying the talks would be cancelled if Pakistan insisted on holding these meetings.
That was Joanna Jolly reporting. A plane taking part in an air show in southern England has crashed onto a main road, killing 7 people. 15 others were injured when the plane came down, creating a fireball. Ellis Southall was driving along the road when the plane came down.
We were waiting for it to go back up and it didn't, and it seemed to kind of split in two, and there was huge amounts of fire, and we ran from the car to kind of avoid the debris because we were about 15 metres away. We were just across the road from where the accident happened.
Ellis Southall, a witness to the accident. This is the world news from the BBC. The Colombian president Juan Manuel Santos has criticised Venezuela's decision to close the border between the two countries. Mr. Santos said ordinary people on both sides of the border would be worst affected while criminals would benefit. The measure was announced by the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, following an attack by smugglers in which 3 soldiers and a civilian were injured. Reports from Syria say at least 20 people have been killed in government air attacks on the rebel-held town of Douma on the outskirts of Damascus. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said many had been wounded or were trapped in rubble and that the number of dead could rise. Government forces have repeatedly targeted Douma. The French president, François Hollande, has thanked 3 American men who overpowered a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train in northern France. 2 people were wounded when the gunman was tackled by 3 Americans and a British businessman on the service from Amsterdam to Paris. As Hugh Schofield reports from Paris, the authorities